glad you're with us on this nice-looking Wednesday on WTOP 1252.
The final countdown. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 3 days and counting until the axe falls on federal spending, the pressure's so intense that the Speaker of the House was driven to use intemperate language. We advise parents to cover the ears of young children.
We should not have to move a third bill before the Senate gets off their ass and begins to do something.
John Boehner using the word ass and using it in the collective sense. CBS's Scott Pelley noticed it immediately.
You said the Senate has to get off its ass.
Yeah.
He also pointed out a disturbing trend in terms of the Speaker's decision to invoke body parts.
A few weeks ago, you said that the president didn't have the guts. Today, you said the Senate has to get off its ass.
We don't even want to think about what may come next. But you can see why he might be ticked off, because look at the first thing that got cut.
You know, I'm supposed to have 34,000 detention beds for immigration. How do I pay for those?
Janet Napolitano, Secretary of Homeland Security, explaining why she had to release thousands of undocumented immigrants being detained for stuff like driving without a license. What's interesting about that is that immigrants' rights groups have been demanding this release for years. Now, I have no idea if the president is actually doing this, but it occurs to me that a president, seeing that budget cuts are inevitable, might suddenly realize that he can use them as a line item veto to get rid of stuff he's secretly happy to be rid of without being blamed for it. That would be kind of underhanded and very disingenuous, but also extremely clever. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.